Chapter 6, Privatization. This has, so far, been a story about secret things undertaken clandestinely inside military bases in the United States. From time to time, tangible results of these covert endeavors have made their way into everyday life, but always far removed from their supernatural roots. Nobody who came into contact with Colonel Alexander's sticky foam, for example, not the prisoners who were glued to their cells by it, nor the TV crews who filmed its partially disastrous deployment in Somalia, nor even, I would guess, the soldiers who carried it into Iraq in the hope of spraying it all over the WMDs, were aware that it was the product of a paranormal initiative from the late 1970s. All of a sudden, though, in 1995, a palpable chunk of the craziness leaked from the military community into the civilian world. The man who did the leaking was an errant prodigy of General Stubblebine. This is what happened. As a child growing up in the 1970s, Prudence Calabresi loved watching Doctor Who and science documentaries. She grew up in a rundown mansion in New England. When her parents went out on Saturday nights, the children would whip out their homemade Ouija board and try to contact the ghost of the previous owner, who had apparently hung herself in the barn as a result of being alcoholic and unpopular with the neighbors. They held pajama party seances. "We wanted to have unusual experiences," Prudence told me as we sat at her kitchen table in Carlsbad, San Diego. "We would all get together and light candles and turn the lights down and try to make a table rise just by touching it." "Did it ever rise?" I asked her. "Well, yes," said Prudence. "But we were kids. Looking back, I'm not sure if everybody just added a little bit of effort and that made it rise." "With your knees?" I said. "Yeah," said Prudence. "Hard to tell." Sometimes Prudence and her friends would run outside and try and spot UFOs. They thought they saw one once. Prudence went to the local university, but she got pregnant when she was 18, so she dropped out and began managing a local trailer park with her first husband, Randy. She moonlighted as a dancer in a pig costume at the state fair, went back to college, studied physics, dropped out, had another 4 children, taught belly dancing to pensioners in Indiana, and finally ended up with a new husband called Daniel in an apartment in Atlanta, running a website design business. It was here, in 1995, that Prudence turned on the TV one night. A military man was on the screen.